Now, I'm going to tell you the side of the Appalachee High School shooting that the media won't tell you. It was just another typical day at Appalachee High School. Students in their classrooms, teachers going over algebra problems, and the usual school vibe. But then everything changed. A student who had quietly left his second period class returned armed with a rifle. He approached the door to his classroom, but his classmates, sensing something was off, didn't let him back in. That instinct likely saved their lives. The shooter, frustrated, turned to the hallway and unleashed a barrage of gunshots. 10 to 15 rounds back to back, shattering the calm of the school. Panic spread like wildfire as students ducked for cover, trying to find any corner that might offer them safety. It was a scene straight out of a nightmare. But amid the chaos, there were heroes, two school resource officers, already on campus, armed, rushed toward the sound of gunfire. Within minutes, they found the shooter. The officer who confronted him wasn't there to negotiate. He was there to stop the threat. One way or another, the shooter was left with two choices: surrender or face the consequences.
Obviously, the shooter was armed, and our school resource officer engaged him. And the shooter quickly realized that if he did not give up, that it would end with an OIS, or an officer-involved shooting. He gave up, got on the ground, and the deputy took him into custody.
Realizing he was outmatched, the shooter dropped his weapon and surrendered. The SRO took him into custody without further bloodshed. No drawn-out standoff, no more lives lost. That officer saved countless lives that day. And yet, this heroic story barely made a ripple in the news cycle. Now, since no one else wants to talk about it, I'm going to talk about it. The good guy with a gun who stopped the bad guy with the gun. I don't understand it. We had Uvalde, where officers stood outside, scared to go in and save those kids. They may have had their reasons, whatever they were, but the end result was devastating. The left-wing media and every Democrat politician jumped on it, telling us that's why we need more gun control. Even the police are there. They don't do anything, they said. We don't need officers in our schools. We need gun control, they say. But now? Now we have a situation where an armed school resource officer did step up, did stop a shooter. It's like no one cares. People did die, and I'm not downplaying that, but how can anyone deny that if those resource officers hadn't been there, the casualty count would have been astronomical? Yet, you could barely find a story about it. Breitbart talked about it, but when I look at my Ground News Google plugin, who is the sponsor for today's video, I see both the right and the left, of course, covered the story as a whole, but when I wanted to know who exactly covered this resource officer stopping the shooter, couldn't really find anything. The beautiful thing about Ground News is that not only can you see who covers a particular story, it tells you whether that media outlet leans left, right, or center, and then gives you what they call a bias distribution. So you can see if a story is being covered fairly, and you can make sure you're getting a balanced perspective on news stories. I've started using it to keep myself honest in my research. On Ground News, I scroll through the articles looking for outlets that covered the resource officer stopping the shooting beyond a footnote mention. And I only found two: Breitbart and American First Report. No other news source I could find on Ground News led with the fact that a resource officer was the one who stopped the shooter, a good guy with a gun. We're hearing all about the 14-year-old who did this, but where is the focus on the officer who saved the day? If you're serious about staying informed, head over to ground.news/Colleone. You'll get 40% off of the Vantage subscription, which gives you unlimited access to everything Ground News has to offer. By subscribing, you're not only getting a better way to read the news, but you're also directly supporting my work. So go ahead and scan the QR code or click the link ground.news/Colleone. Now, let's be real. This shooter surrendered because he was staring down the barrel of a gun. If that officer hadn't been armed, we would have been having a very different conversation right now. But we're not talking about that because the media and politicians, let's be honest, Democrat politicians, don't want to talk about it. And why? Because they don't want to do anything beyond gun control. They say we shouldn't have cops in schools because it makes them feel like prisons.
And then also, again, what we need to do about taking, demilitarizing our schools. And taking police officers out of schools.
Well, would you rather have schools feel like Call of Duty battlegrounds where psychos have free reign to shoot whoever they want because there are no cops there to stop them? Kamala Harris, during her presidential campaign, talked about taking cops out of schools. What sense does that make? If you want to keep kids safe, why would you want fewer officers in schools? We live in a country with over 400 million guns, and those guns aren't going anywhere. So instead of pretending like we can wish them away, how about we focus on protecting our kids with ways that we know work? Metal detectors, bulletproof doors, armed resource officers, whatever it takes. Hell, I did a whole video about a device designed to make it easy for teachers and students to lock their doors when there's a school shooting. Guns aren't going anywhere, so we need to make sure the people we're protecting are as safe as possible. But no, the only thing they want to talk about is gun control, and it's the same tired ban assault weapons rhetoric. When there's a shooting and a resource officer doesn't stop it, we get nonstop coverage about how the resource officer failed. But when one does step up and prevent a bigger mass tragedy, it's barely mentioned. Why? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. I'm pro Second Amendment, obviously. But if we're going to talk about school shootings, let's really talk about them. Let's talk about how we stop them. You don't stop a school shooter by wishing guns didn't exist. You stop them by stopping the shooter. And that means having a good guy with a gun ready to do the job. We know that works. Armed officers, proper school security, metal detectors, and we saw it work at Appalachia High School. Yet the media treats it like a footnote because it doesn't fit their agenda. And that agenda is destroy the Second Amendment by any exploitive means necessary. Politicians and tech giants don't want gun content to be recommended to you. And we're all fighting this culture war together. Now, you can help do your part by liking, commenting, subscribing to the channel, but most importantly, sharing this video with at least one person. Together, we can stop the suppression of our two-way rights. And don't forget to click the link in the description section of this video for the products that I mentioned in this video.